Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dave Schroeder from WBAY-TV in Green Bay, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Doing okay. So I wanted to ask you, give me your thoughts, because there's a lot of people back and forth on that I'm watching on Twitter right now arguing about whether Aaron Rodgers should or shouldn't play. I'm of the belief of, look, if, at least the first game or two, I don't think I need to see Aaron Rodgers out there, especially with a line that is not fortified in front of him. Give me your thoughts.
I think tonight it makes sense to rest him. I think I would play him in games two and three a little bit, but not tonight. You got Bakhtiari on the mend. You got Bulaga starting to practice, but you know, he's not going to play today. So no sense throwing Aaron out there yet. I know in camp he's thrown a few interceptions. Part of that is dealing with new weapons and young receivers. Part of that's a new defense that he's seeing instead of analyzing the Dom Capers D he's had year after year. I would wait as well.
So, looking at the wide receiving core, Aaron Rodgers calls a lot of the young guys out. Tell me about your thoughts when you heard his reaction to their, quote, carded sessions.
Yeah, it was not a good practice, and I was the one that asked him the question that got the older and grumpier response, because Aaron Rodgers is competitive. We both know that. All the listeners out there know that. So for him to be in training camp and see play after play go incomplete because of someone else's errors, that's going to mount up. And on the very last play of practice, there was a missed blocking assignment that led to Aaron Rodgers getting really peeved. It would have been a sack. And normally in practice, you say, well, that would have been a sack. They can't touch the QB. On the play goes, and sometimes Aaron throws a touchdown. This time, he just quit on the play, threw the ball out of bounds as hard as he possibly could, and then started barking at people as they wrapped up practice. He was not in a good mood, and it was easy to see why. You saw people like Marquez Valdez-Scantling dropping wide-open touchdown catches. And this is coming off of practice on family night, in which Valdez-Scantling did the same thing. So you're starting to see the same mistakes manifest themselves with the same guys. Not to say that these guys, Marquez included, can't get it together, but that was a particularly bad practice, and Aaron was sick and tired of it.
So how overall do you think this camp has gone?
I think the camp's gone really well for the defense. I think we can say that. I think the camp's gone really well for Jake Kumerow, the Whitewater guy that Aaron Rodgers can't stop praising. But for the offense, I really don't know. You know, we need the games to see, and which is why a lot of people, I think, want to see Aaron Rodgers in some preseason games, because they may be a bit worried after watching training camp practices. But it's August. It's not September. It's not December. It's not January. It's August. So patience.
The offense, when you talk about the defense being better than the offense, one of the things that I think this season is going to hinge upon is obviously Jimmy Graham and his ability to catch balls inside the red zone, but to me it's also to control the football and not necessarily just be winging it downfield consistently. What do you think about the run game?
I think the run game will be something that's clarified as the preseason goes on. As much as padded practices start to help you see what the run game can do, there's no real tackling. And also you've had Aaron Jones and Devontae Mays on the mend for a lot of the last week of training camp. So I think the preseason games will teach us a lot. And what we learned last year is that when healthy, the Packers have a lot of diverse backs that can have success. Jamal Williams went over 100 yards a couple of times, total yards. Aaron Jones, Ty Montgomery is good whenever he plays the Bears and can be pretty good other times as well if he's healthy. So I think the run game is in as good a spot as it has been in years. And that's kind of crazy considering you had Eddie Lacy, but Eddie Lacy had two really good years and kind of two down years. One of those included an ankle injury, but I think they're in a good spot. If someone gets injured, they're going to be in a really good spot with three guys that had a lot of experience last year.
In addition to that, I'm looking at the tight end position. I mentioned Jimmy Graham to you. The depth of this group, this trio, What do you think that adds? Because we know that they lose Jordy Nelson. You lose that veteran experience. Everybody seems to think that it's going to be made up by the presence of Jimmy Graham, obviously with Randall Cobb and Devontae Adams. They really like Geronimo Allison. Is this enough now weaponry around Aaron Rodgers to keep him consistent as to when he had Jordy Nelson as a weapon?
I think it can be. I'm a guy that covered the Saints in 2011 when Jimmy Graham was at his best. And I know that Jimmy's older. I know Jimmy didn't have as much success outside the red zone in Seattle as he did in New Orleans. But Jimmy Graham's got to be a guy that stretches the field and makes plays in the middle of the field. We know he's a big red zone target. But you look at the last 2 years. 2 years ago, Jordy Nelson had 11, 12 red zone touchdown catches. Last year, Devontae Adams had all those red zone touchdown catches. This year, you have Adams and you have Graham. So I don't think either one of those is going to get 10-plus red zone touchdowns. They could, but I think the key to the passing game having consistent success is whether or not Jimmy Graham is a part of the downfield, middle of the field, stretching the field passing game outside the red zone.
Looking defensively, you've got a good rotation, what you at least feel is a good rotation up front. We talked about Mo Wilkerson coming into this situation. Montrevious Adam had a lot of hope coming into last year. So did Vince Beagle. Obviously, Jake Ryan going down somewhat hurts that middle linebacking depth. But with the front that they have and the linebackers that they have, and the way you've seen Mike Pettine want to mix things up and play personnel packages and all that kind of stuff, do you think there's enough there for this team to continually climb? And because, you know, let's face it, they're in the bottom half of the league. They're not going very far when they get into the postseason. Otherwise, you're just simply relying on Aaron Rodgers. Is there enough there to get them into, say, that top, not top 10, but even in the top 15?
I think a lot of it depends on the health of Nick Perry and Clay Matthews. Neither of those two has been really reliable in terms of being healthy for an entire season, and both of those at the same time may be a lot to ask for. And while the outside linebackers may be thin, the defensive line is so stout that it might not make a difference, especially when you mix in the secondary blitzes that Pettine likes to do. It's one of those reasons that I'm really excited to see preseason football, but at the same time I'm saying they're going to put some vanilla defenses out there. They're not going to show their entire hand in the preseason. So it's one of those things where I'm concerned about the outside linebacking depth, but I'm also someone who realizes that Mike Pettine's never coordinated a defense that wasn't top 10. The guy knows how to have success. So I think it's a wait-and-see approach there, but I think there's got to be some optimism despite the thin outside linebacking core and despite the injury to Jake Ryan.
Looking at the secondary and the youth back there, how do you think they're going to perform? Kevin King coming back from that shoulder injury that he had last year and really performed well. I think there's a lot riding on him, but with the tutelage of a guy like Tremont Williams who's coming back, I'm really kind of anxious to see how much more this group is going to learn and how fast they learn it.
I think health will play a big part in that. Kevin King missing some practice time this week with an ailment to the other shoulder. So you're wondering, does this guy just have shoulders that can't hold up to NFL practices and much less NFL football? You're hoping it's not that serious. And from what you hear, it's not going to be that big of a deal. But if these guys are healthy, you've got the mix of veterans to teach them the ropes. The veterans can play more maybe earlier in the season. And by midseason, you really want these youngsters out there making plays. If the Packers are healthy at that position, it's a position of strength for the first time in a long time, for the first time since you had a younger Tremont playing with a really, really in his prime Sam Shields.
Also looking at this team in the sense of overall leadership, you've got Joe Philbin that comes back. You've got Mike Pettine coming in and replacing Dom Capers. You've got some guys moving around. Mike McCarthy very comfortable in his own skin, bringing in former head coaches, not feeling threatened whatsoever. And now, quote, the knocking down of silos. Give me your overall perception of the way, the direction that this franchise is going.
I think the new voices were necessary. You keep Mike McCarthy, but on offense and defense, you get new coordinators, guys, as you mentioned, that had been head coaches. They didn't have success as head coaches, but both had very much a lot of success as coordinators. You've got a lot of leadership from that point. And the fact that they bring in Tremont Williams on the field, the guy that can coach, play, and bring back Devon House, a guy that has never been an all-pro but knows how to get the job done. And you bring in Jimmy Graham on the other side of the ball, a guy that's been with Russell Wilson, Drew Brees, and knows how to play football. I think the leadership level has stepped up a notch this year, and I think it's also something you have to talk about, that you have voices that have been elsewhere in the league. The Packers have so long been draft and develop and doing things the Packer way, but having that outside experience, I think it helps.
Good stuff as always. We certainly appreciate it, Dave, and we will talk to you soon. See you at Lambeau Field, okay?
Sounds great, Bill.
Okay, talk to you soon. There you go. That is Dave Schroeder from WBAY-TV in Green Bay joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been going to get done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.